Hi everyone, this is Luke Moroney for the Daily Property Search Podcast. And today I'd like to speak to you about, do you invest in familiar areas or explore elsewhere? Before I get into this topic, just a general disclaimer that we don't guarantee that you will achieve the same or similar results. This podcast is for general purposes only and should not be regarded as financial or legal advice. So on to this topic, do you invest in familiar areas or go elsewhere? Whether that be regional, interstate, or other areas you're just really not familiar with. So I wanted to explore this particular subject for a couple of reasons. Firstly, the idea that I, as an investor on my first investment property, bought in Western Sydney at the peak of the market, and it was in a suburb that I was very familiar with because it was only about 10 minutes away from where I grew up. So, and also on the back of that, there's been a few conversations that I've had with potential clients today that talked about investing in Sydney and Melbourne property markets where they have seen themselves prices increase dramatically and come back a little bit as well. So I thought I'd explore this particular topic because it is quite current and it is what I'm seeing a lot of conversations go through each and every day that I speak to potential clients that are investors who really want to get in the marketplace and get themselves started. So I'm going to bring up these three points to go through and discuss with you why is it we invest in certain ways and why don't we invest in other areas because of what is happening. So firstly, to remember for everyone that past performance doesn't always mean future growth. So if we go back in the history with Sydney, and I go back in terms of 1999 through to that period of between up to about 2002, 2003, where the property markets went ballistic. So things were growing, everything was happening, everything was going really well in the property markets in Sydney during that time. And then there was an oversupply of housing, and it was a case where the market started to pull back. I bought in that market in 2002, so I know full well what happened in the next 10 years following that. It was a case that property markets around the Sydney area pretty much stayed stagnant. There was a few ups and downs during the time, especially in the period of 2011. Then that pulled back for a little bit, and then things started to go ballistic again in terms of the timing of late 2012. That continued on where we had that growth of 70% between 2012 and 2017. Some markets performed better than others. Then in the last 12 months, probably 18 months now, we've had a situation where things have fallen off. And we've got tighter lending restrictions out there in the marketplace around the country, but it's especially affected those unaffordable areas because less people are buying and bidding on these properties that are for sale. So we've had a decline in 2018 of 10% in the Sydney market, and in Melbourne it's probably gone down about 9%. So we have to be fully aware that the past performance is not always a means for future growth. If you think about those people that were investing in property or buying property in 2017 when all that frenzy activity was happening through 2016, you found that people were bidding exorbitant amounts to actually get into the property market or get into buying those investment properties. Because the media was saying that your kids are never going to be able to ever afford in Sydney. So you better get in now. And that was the thought process about what was happening during those times. But we've seen full well what's happened. All that frenzied activity is completely shut down, and we've got a situation where you may be lucky to get one, two, or three bidders at an auction. Some of them will have four or five coming through, but not the 10, 15 bidders that we saw during 2015, 16, and early parts of 2017. So you really need to have a focus on that. The second point I would like to make is the past flat markets or areas that haven't grown or have had small declines, it doesn't mean that they are not going to have growth in future. Now, this typical market is a question that comes up each and every day for us because we're buyers agents in the Brisbane market, and there's a feeling that the median price in Brisbane hasn't grown too much in the last 5 years or so. Your old property has done really well and or has had some growth But there are certain areas in certain properties where there's areas of oversupply, and one area of oversupply in the Brisbane market is the CBD area where there's and those surrounding suburbs where there's been a massive amount of construction and they've oversupplied the market with units. So it's obviously one area you want to stay away from, but if you look in certain areas of Brisbane, there has been growth. I know a property that I bought about 4 or 5 years ago, bought in the low 300s, or just over 300,000. It's worth around about 375 to 400 at least. If it's sold with the opportunity to leave it on the market for some time, there's a good chance I'll be able to sell that property closer to that $400,000 mark. As opposed to, maybe going in as a buyer's agent where we might be able to snap it up for 370 or 375 or even 380. So you've got to think about that sort of market that maybe not had the growth in the past, but what is actually going to drive the market in future. So it doesn't mean it's been flat for a period of time, and some properties in Brisbane have fallen away where there's an extent where we're buying and picking up these deals at 50, 70, even 100,000 less for what people purchased for 10 years ago. But then, and 10 years ago, they were buying in peak markets. So the market cycles work a little bit different from Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, and the rest of the country. They'll work at different stages. Sydney and Melbourne pretty much followed each other through this particular cycle. If you think about that period where I spoke about in Sydney between 2002 and 2012, where we had no growth, well, Brisbane did something different. Between 2002 and 2007 is where they had the growth. And then things fell off a little bit after that time before we've started to see a little bit of growth in the last 4 or 5 years now. And especially with those larger blocks of land that had the potential to either put a granny flat or subdivide. I would suspect in future, and the reason why we're buying there is for that next 3 to 5 years of seeing that growth in the market. So think about that past flat markets doesn't mean that it's not going to grow in future. My third point I'd like to make is, what are the drivers in any given market right now? And what are the factors in the market happening right now that are going to influence a growth or decline, the risk level that you're looking at? And if you're deciding whether to buy that investment property or not. Now, we've got to think about the whole entire of Australia. When I think about this, when I talk about market factors, the big market factors that are happening this year is elections that are happening in New South Wales as a state and federally. And that's a big impact. The Royal Commission had an impact in what's happening in the marketplace, some of the tighter lending that's happening right now, the little bit more fear and uncertainty that's happening in the marketplace. So that's what we're going to have a look at. But on top of that, when we dive down into those individual states, cities, suburbs, streets, then we've got to think about what is driving those markets. Is there interstate migration levels that are increasing? And that's what we're seeing with Brisbane. A lot of people are moving from Sydney and New South Wales state areas to go into those southeast Queensland areas. And that has been happening between 2017-18, and it's increasing as we see. There's a lot more jobs being created, infrastructure being put in place for the Brisbane market, and the Southeast Queensland market, so it can bolster up the jobs that are being created there and other services that are related to that, and obviously other services that are maybe not related as people move into some of these suburbs. So that's a big reason why we're focused on those markets. And the above line that I always talk about is affordability. You basically in Brisbane, you're buying at, when you're comparing apples to apples, at half the price that you'll buy in Sydney. And that's what people are focused on. They can sell their property in Sydney, move up to Brisbane, and still have $100,000, $200,000 or $300,000 in the bank account because they're buying, in such affordable areas as opposed to what they're experiencing in Brisbane. And the lifestyle, people will suggest that, things are a little bit slower or things are closer to access in Brisbane as opposed to maybe some of the Sydney suburbs, as traffic is not as bad in Brisbane as it is in Sydney. So there's a number of reasons why people will move, and you've got to look at those drivers, those market factors that are happening, and see how you're going to move yourself forward. The last thing I'd like to mention to everyone is there's a lot of investors that I'm speaking to are often in a rush to get things moving for themselves. I feel like I've got 60 years ahead of me. I'm 40 years old as of now. And I think there's just a long period of learning and growing that you will achieve and taking those big, massive risks in life. And when it comes to property, the big financial decisions can ruin you completely, can put you off looking to invest in future, making some bad decisions. Maybe you'll learn through that. So you've got to assess what it is for you. I would be looking at, you know, what is your daily actions that you're going to take and put in place, and think that you're looking at this as a long-term strategy. Low risk investing, and that's what I feel, and that's what we work with at Search Buddy Property, for that low risk and the potential for growth in future. No one's got a crystal ball. We don't really know what's going to happen in the marketplace. The big factor that's affecting all of us right now, whether we are in any state or any city or any regional area of Australia, is the lending situation right now. If things change slightly, I think Brisbane will go forward and have some excellent growth. We're just waiting for the changes to happen. So we'll see what happens and we'll work on it daily. And I'll be reporting to you about any changes in the market that I feel that are going to have benefits for you, to whether you're going to be a buyer or seller, whether you're going to invest in a certain area, whether you're going to go hard and invest a lot, as much as you can, or you're going to decide to sit back for a little bit. So everyone's got to look at their own situations and look at how they're going to structure themselves in future. Hopefully that helps. And if you do want to have a chat with me, give me a call on 0400-332-377. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.